Let's have a look at some games options as friends. We would all want to get together and play some games. And, you know, that can be in any form. You know, we are talking tech, of course, but there are other options. Jackie, you've come up with a couple which I think are quite interesting. Getting back to basics, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a good old board game or a card game. I mean, you can get playing cards. I know it takes a bit longer for blind people to play cards because you've got to, if you're a Braille user, you've got to feel, obviously, the suit and the card and everything. And that comes with Happy Families or Uno or any of the other card games. It does take us a bit longer. My dad used to hate playing draughts with me because I had a wooden draughts board with the black draughts being smaller and the white ones being slightly larger and the kings being a double of the colour. And my dad would say, "You're knocking them over." "You're knocking them over. Come on." I'm leaving out all the expletives, by the way.
Oh, I can imagine what went on in the Brown household. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, you've got draughts. You've got chess. I'm keeping one, my favourite game, for later.
Okay,
I'm saying no more.
For Brown's Bargains. Okay.
There's Monopoly. There's a great big Monopoly. Well, there used to be. Sean, is it still around? Do you know?
I think so. Yeah,
it's huge.
Been a couple of years. It's like the Twister mat. It's like having a duvet when you lay that thing out. But
wow,
it's nice.
It is big, but it's great, I have to say. And anybody that has played the Braille Monopoly, you can read the community chest and chance cards. And it's just awesome. It's great to be able to play that. But again, you have to be careful that you don't knock the counters and the houses off when you're feeling your way around the board.
Okay, right. Well, let's go to Sean's options then, because he's picked out some games that I think are quite interesting. These are tablet or phone related games, aren't they?
Well, that's right. I mean, the usual games we've got, the very popular ones at the minute, we've had the Papa Sangres, the audio games on iOS. The recent one is Lifeline. It's very much like, I don't know if you remember from the 80s, the Choose Your Own Adventure books, where you would read a book and then it would say to go through the door of the dungeon, turn to page 2, or to run away, turn to page 7. So it's very much in that line. The app sends you messages from someone who's shipwrecked somewhere in space, and you have to guide him along. Again, it's accessible, but I don't know. I don't find these games very interesting. I'm a bit like you, Stephen. I'd like my action games.
Yeah.
There was one called Audio Defense, which was a really good game. I think that's the best audio game I've found. It's one of these zombie attack games, and you actually spin around until they're facing you. You know, it's 3D audio. It was fantastic, but it was very buggy and crashed a lot. So, you know, it was disappointing. The best game I've ever played from an audio point of view, but it was buggy. But one I keep coming back to is for Windows and Mac, and that is RS Games. It's very popular in the visually impaired community. I think it stands for Ryan Smith. I think he's the guy who developed it. It's been around since 2009. It started out as an accessible Monopoly game, but since then it's evolved, and you can play everything: Cards Against Humanity, Farco, Blackjack, Monopoly, everything on there. And it's purely audio. There is no graphics. So you download the client, install it, and when you run it, it's all audio. It's self-voicing if you don't have a screen reader, but
sounds good.
Either way, it's totally accessible, and it's multiplayer online, so you're playing against other people.
All about making
friends. I haven't found it yet where it's been empty. There's always someone on there.